Buddha is on the line.
Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Luke, are you there?
Oh,
he is. I love this part.
Is he just going straight into it?
No, I don't think so. Luke, are you there, mate?
Yo.
How's it going?
Oh, you gotta hold. I think you gotta hold it down.
That's interesting. How's it going, bro? Are you there?
Yeah.
Luke Buddha, all the way down there in Wellington.
That's right. About as far south as you can go.
Now, Luke, you've just released a bunch of covers. Well, four covers to be precise. Most recently, Sonic Youth and Judy Sill, and before that, in April, you've covered John Cooper Clarke and Beck. What on earth has inspired you to do these covers, mate?
Yeah, why would you bother doing a thing like that?
What are you doing?
It's been a really long time since I released any music.
Mm.
And I've got a few things in the works, including a solo album, but it seems like it was already going to be released like too far in the future for my mental health anyway. And now with the apocalypse that we've just gone through as well, I think it's probably going to be, I don't know, middle of next year or something insane like that, and it's basically finished and I'm already sick of it. So for my own sanity, I thought I'd just record and release some music that has absolutely no pressure attached at all.
Good for you and good for us.
Well, I hope so.
It's a very interesting Beck song to cover. Are you a massive fan of his first record? Are you like, yes, this is the OG Beck, it's the best?
Well, it's more like that was the time that I was a teenager and his music was, it's kind of like that era means the most to me,
mm-hmm.
I guess. And I don't know, that album, One Foot in the Grave, is awesome. I don't know. I've always loved it. I've always loved that track. And, you know, it's like rattly recorded in somebody's basement and it's just him and his acoustic guitar. And I don't know. I don't know how these things work, man. I was down in the studio faffing around with a bunch of songs and then that one, I was like, oh, that's right. I've always loved that song. And it's kind of like a song which is just an acoustic guitar and someone singing is sort of very ripe for a cover version.
It's approachable. It's approachable.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. Now, we've actually asked you to play a couple of songs for us this evening. What are you going to play first?
I'm going to play the Judy Sill song, Emerald River Dance, which is quite a happy number, I think. Not happy. It's not happy. Hippie.
I heard hippie.
Word. Yeah. Good.
Are you comfortable?
It's got some, it's got some brutal lyrics.
All right, okay. we'll let you do your thing.
Just to get everyone up for their Friday night. With such velvety grace to the rhythm of the earth, where every beat reveals magic pathways of light, where each seeker finds rebirth. Softness like grass growing gently through cement. And softness often thrives where brutality lies, in a shroud of death's foul scent. Listen to the bleeding, absence of sound, and you hear what is, and you hear what is, and you hear what is. It seems like everyone's so afraid of emotion, 'cause they can't bear the pain. But the deeper sorrow carves in the heart of your being, the more joy you can contain.
Oh, the little chuckle was amazing at the end as well. Quite nice.
It's a strange song, because I think it's sort of supposed to be hopeful, but she seems to me like she was such a intense, unhappy person that her kind of attempt at a hopeful song is quite intense. You know?
I do know.
So therefore, I don't know, and I was just like, man... Yeah, it's not a very Friday night song. Sorry about that.
Our fault. We booked you, mate.
Yeah, that's right. You know.
Hey, now in other news. The Phoenix Foundation have just done. Is it a reissue of Buffalo on vinyl, or is it the first time it's been on vinyl?
No, it's a reissue. We sold out a long time ago, like literally and figuratively, you know, we just sell out. No. We sold out of the vinyl a long time ago, and people have been hassling us ever since. And I guess we were kind of waiting for a milestone feeling time to do it, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. 250 is kind of a smallish run. So if people are keen to get it, I would not hold back.
How many was the first run, though?
I think...
500 or something?
They might... Well, it was actually a run of 500. It's just that 250 have gone to the UK. But I've got a really bad feeling that they might almost be close to sold out already. Mm. I think we maybe underestimated
the appetite.
Pretty much, yeah. Yeah, but that's been a trip, to be honest, because those were heady days and we were doing a lot of UK and Europe touring. Mm. And pretty much straight after Buffalo, we just got right into the next album, and then we got right into the next album. And we've sort of had almost a five-year-ish break. And then it's like, oh, that's right, we're putting this thing out. And we found, I don't know, I think there's like 7 or 8 almost finished tracks that didn't make the album.
Ooh.
And I'd forgotten about those tracks, or some of them anyway, and I was like, holy shit, what's this stuff? That's right. We were even toying around with the idea of a double album, which, you know, I just the more pretentious the better, as far as I'm concerned. But we didn't do it anyway. So those tracks are coming out. So I don't know. It's been a strange trip looking back at what seems like. I don't know, 10 years ago actually seems much longer to me now than I thought it would. You know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough.
It's like, man, that seems like a lifetime ago. I don't know.
Yeah, also kind of humbling to find that people still dig it and they've been sort of asking for it, you know? It's good.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's good.
I'm going to ask you a question which you probably don't have the answer to, but
I might, John.
I was just thinking, we saw you down at Silo Park in February.
I don't think I've got the answer.
With Harvey Unclear. Are you guys going to play any more shows later in the year? Are there plans afoot for some more live Phoenix Foundation?
Yeah, it's very much up in the air. I think we just like, you know, we went reasonably hard from, I can't actually remember when our first album Horsepower came out. Was it like, may have been 2003? And, you know, we toured New Zealand a couple of times or more every year since then, up until about 2015. And, you know, it's a small population. You're kind of playing to the same people. We sort of wanted to give them a break.
Rest.
You know what I mean? stop expecting the group, the
Phoenix Foundation experience.
Well, I don't know. It's like you've got to give them, I don't know, just give them a break, basically. So
do you guys ever go? Are you guys ever like, man, definitely not playing that song, the one song that kind of everybody wants. Like, just to be like, nah, you know what? We'll be back.
No.
No, give everyone what they want. Carry on.
Yeah, no, we're sniveling people pleasers. Come on.
Perfect. Yeah. Well, Luke, can you please the people one more time? You've got another track for us?
Yeah, I was gonna play something from Buffalo. Excellent. Because it's topical, right?
There we go.
Excellent.
That works. So,
I wanna play Flock of Hearts.
Brilliant. We'll disappear. You do your thing, mate.
All right. Come a time when we won't have to worry. Every single day and is it a crime to live inside of every emotion in a single breath? So a flock of hearts beating their wings under a blood red sky to the clouds where they dine with the king. You're way out of line, asleep at the wheel of fortune on your lucky day. In the palace of sound, I was trapped in a man's body with a child's mind. So a flock of hearts beating their wings across a blood red sky to the clouds where they dine with the king. Oh dear. A blood red sky to the clouds where they dine with the king.
Brilliant. little mini clap from up here at BFM.
Oh, yeah. Woo-hoo-hoo.
It was beaut, mate. Very nice.
Thank you.
It sounded fantastic.
Thank you. I hadn't actually really practiced.
Still got it.
It was all right. It was an experience.
I think the last time you were up here with teeth, and that was an experience for us.
Oh, yeah?
It was fantastic.
A good experience, I hope.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, I love that band.
Are you still playing with those guys?
Yeah, it's just a really unfortunately, but maybe perfectly quite a casual kind of a band. It's a very casual relationship, that one. We just sort of hook up when we get a bit bored.
like a Tinder band?
Yeah.
Just throw it
in. No. So actually I've been like Ant, who is the drummer, he was recently caught. I don't know if you saw on the news, there was like a crazy king tide in Wellington, and he lives right on that beach. He actually lives off the grid, about a sort of a 20-minute walk from the nearest road.
Okay.
He's quite an eccentric dude. He's great. He got caught in that wave, and he's all right though. And,
whoa, man, shit.
Yeah, I mean, he reckons that the news was kind of making too much of it, but I reckon he's just being a kind of a classic Kiwi dude, that it wasn't really that big a deal that there was like a 2-meter wave or whatever that washed, you know, ashore and smashed someone's garage. I reckon that sounds reasonably full on to me.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Teeth is awesome. It's so much fun, especially because Phoenix Foundation's it's like a band with lots of members, and sometimes jamming can be it's not as easy when there's lots of people, because there's lots of noise, whereas Teeth and also Phoenix Foundation songs are quite arranged, lots of chords, you kind of got a part and you got to stick to it, whereas Teeth, it's often like one riff or whatever, and we just sort of have a jam. You know,
I like,
yeah,
hey, look,
unapologetically jam.
Yeah, no, it's powerful stuff. It's powerful stuff. Thanks so much for giving us these two tracks tonight, man. It's very nice.
Luke, do you reckon you could just do a voice ID for us on the fly as well? We've got a good line. We may as well squeeze one of those out of you.
For the
95 BFM.
Hello, this is Luke Buddha from New Zealand moderate rock band Phoenix Foundation, and I love 95 BFM.
Perfect.
Damn, that was good. Woo-wee. Thanks, Luke. Our pleasure, mate. And you just take it easy down there in Wellington, and we'll see you when we see you.
Thanks, guys.
Kia ora, bro.
Bye.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.